So, by comparing the system of the viruses, the lysogenic bacteria on the one end, and the induced synthesis of galactosidase, it was clear that it was two very similar systems. And by comparing this system, we came to a model, which I am trying to describe now. The idea, what you had gene controlling the structure of proteins, which we call structural gene, and we can call that SG1, SG2, cloned to each other. For instance, the Z gene of galactosidase and the Y gene permease. And somewhere else, which could be either far or close to the other, a regulatory gene, that is a gene which controls the expression of these two structural genes. So the idea was that from this, you had a messenger, that the gene which is its DNA, a messenger which was RNA, and from this messenger, proteins were done. So that goes like that. Now, the regulation was by what we call a negative system, that is the regulatory gene made a product, which at first we thought was RNA, but finally was protein. So it made a protein which we call a repressor. And this repressor was acting on a small sequence of DNA adjacent to the structural allele, which we call the operator. So there was here, so the regulator gene produced a repressor, a protein, which binds to a specific sequence, which is the operator, which controls the initiation of messenger production. And the lactose, that is the inducer, was supposed to interact with the repressor and prevent him from attaching to the operator. So the repressor was a double-sided structure, one which recognized the operator and the other which recognized the small molecule, the lactose. And this we call the negative system because it blocked. So that was the model which we call Operon, Ron, with O-N at the end.